You're listening to SBS News.
Australian charities Solar Buddy and Origin Foundation have been partnering with primary schools across the nation to help kids in Papua New Guinea study after dark. The initiative involves Australian primary students building portable solar-powered lights, which are then sent to PNG. Solar Buddy has been delivering the small, portable and waterproof lights to PNG for 3 years, delivering 4,000 last month alone. All of the lights were distributed to children, a decision aimed at addressing the country's literacy rates, with 38% of children under 8 unable to read or write. Primary school student 12-year-old Julia Savage is all too happy to help. She says she couldn't imagine life without reliable electricity.
I think it'd feel really weird because I've just become so used to having all these electronics that we can use, and it's kind of become normalised. But if I was living in Papua New Guinea, I'd find it quite hard that there were no lights, and once it was dark, I just couldn't do anything.
The head of Origin Foundation, Emma Burton, says not having access to electricity is a reality for many people in PNG.
They're relying on kerosene lamps, candles and wood. It's bad for their health, it's bad for the environment, and it's costing a fortune. 40% of the household income is going towards those types of fuels.
The lights aren't just benefiting the children, but come as Papua New Guinea's government commits to transitioning to 100% renewables by 2050. Subrata Barman from development organisation IFC says their latest study shows a significant increase in the number of PNG households using renewable energy compared to 2014.
We found that the solar penetration was as high as 60%, right? So it has been a rapid increase across the whole country.
Globally, more than 1.4 billion people, however, remain without access to reliable electricity. Solar Buddy hopes to reduce that figure, having already distributed more than 100,000 lights globally, and with more being made. Alan Lee, SBS News.